Hello, everybody. Podcast The Dice Game here. I'd like to talk to you today about digital implementations. So Asmodee recently released a couple games. There are lots of digital implementations out on the Android and iOS marketplaces for lots of really cool games. But Asmodee's recent releases, there were a couple of them, but the one that really caught my eye was Harald. That's spelled H-A-R-A-L-D, which is crazy. That's not how you spell that. Maybe it's a language thing. I'm not really sure. But this caught everyone totally off their guard, because this game is not actually produced by Asmodee, to my knowledge. It's by Eagle Griffin Games. And it never became a big deal. Like, you can go and check the Board Game Geek page for Harald. You will get basically just, like, this incredibly sparse page with, like, you know, links to a few people who are selling it, and it, like, not being on Amazon at all, or maybe there being one copy on Amazon. And a few forum results, and that's basically it. It's incredibly obscure. It was reprinted in the Eagle Griffin Egg Game series, which is a series for small games. But that was in 2015, 2016. And the world has since moved on and completely forgotten about it. And then Asmodee goes and makes an app for it. Not only do they make an app for it, they make an app for it that is a clear ripoff of the Hearthstone style of card game for digital platforms, where if you put a card into the table, onto the table, then it magically morphs from a card to this oval of metal in the middle of the table, and you can talk to people by pressing your icon, and then a bunch of speech bubbles pop up and a voice comes out. It looks exactly like Hearthstone aesthetically in every way, which is crazy. But I, you know, as long as they don't get sued, I don't care, because it's great. You know, it's really like a cool feature, and more people should have that. Now, I've played Harald, and let me tell you, those copies of the physical version of Harald are very hard to find these days, apparently, but I have one coming in the mail right now, because I do not care how hard it is to find. I found it, and I purchased it, and it is coming, because, wow, this game is a hidden gem. I cannot believe that this just went underneath everybody's radar for years. Nobody saw it coming, and yet Asmodee now released an app of it. The obvious projection to make here is that, oh, let me guess, Asmodee just bought the rights to Harald, and they're about to release a physical reprint of it. That is a logical assumption to make. I would not be surprised at all if you very soon see an Asmodee reprinting of Harald with all the bells and whistles, the new artwork they added, everything. And I'd be very happy, and I'd probably buy that too, but I couldn't wait. I already bought the Eagle Griffin printing of this game. It's coming in the mail, and oh my gosh, this game is really, really cool. The main concept of the game is you've got a deck of, like, 11 copies of 6 different types of cards, and it's a puzzle scoring game. You're trying to score the correct amounts of the correct cards, because every turn you place one in the middle and one in your own court, or however you want to call it, your village, and you want to have your cards match up with the ones that are in the center of the table to get the right amounts of points. But every card that you play also allows you to do a special ability, and these abilities can change what's in your village. You can swap your village with other people's village cards, you can swap with the center of the table, you can manipulate things in such radical ways that every single turn you make is an incredibly, incredibly calculated puzzle, where you're trying to just shift things around enough so that you have the most influence. It's such a good game. It's simple and quick. I highly recommend it. You should check it out on Android and iOS, and maybe the physical copy too. See ya. Hello, everybody. I'd like to talk more about digital implementations of games. Specifically, I'm going to talk about 8-Minute Empire. So, I haven't played the original 8-Minute Empire, but I have played the app now, because there's an app. And I really enjoyed it. However, after doing some research, I gotta say, I wish they would have made 8-Minute Empire Legends an app instead. Maybe they're going to do that next. Who knows? Now, the basic premise of 8-Minute Empire, the app they did make, is you're going to be using a finite amount of money that never gets any bigger over the course of the whole game. You're stuck with what you got, which is reasonable because the game only lasts 8 minutes, or 15 maybe, depending on how fast you play. You're going to be using this finite amount of money to buy cards from a 6-card trade row, and the older a card is, the cheaper it gets. So, if a card just came out from the deck, it's worth like 5, but if a card has been sticking around so long that it's at the very, very other end, then it's actually worth nothing, and you can get it totally for free. And, you know, there's steps between that, lots of them. So, each card has 2 things on it: a troop-related ability, like gain 3 troops or move 4 troops, and a resource. The resources are just a straightforward, like, set collection mechanic. Ooh, I want to get 4 ore and 2 wood or whatever. Whereas the troop movement is your standard dice-less risk sort of very straightforward area control, where you're just trying to have more of your dudes on the location to have control of that location. And at the end of the game, you're going to get points one of 2 ways. You're going to get points for having control of continents and specific countries, and you're also going to get points for resources. So, you know, if you're not doing too well with actually gaining control of things, maybe you want to boost your points by gaining some resources too. And that's fine. The resource mechanic seems kind of thrown in because there's no other way to, if it was all about the, just collecting territory and nothing else, then it would seem way too light and there just wouldn't be enough strategy there. Because it's actually all really, really straightforward abilities. Just gain troops, move troops. It's really straightforward. I still enjoy it, but I think it's because the resources are also there. And the resources make things slightly different and mix things up just enough to make the game interesting enough to catch in your head. And it only lasts minutes, so, you know, it doesn't need to catch in your head too much. It just needs to be interesting enough to spend 10 minutes of your life on. Now, 8-Minute Empires did not get a fantastic review on BoardGameGeek, a fantastic score aggregated from everyone's reviews. But what did was 8-Minute Empire Legends, which is a game that takes the same structure except totally does away with the resources system. There's no resources anymore, and instead you get the straightforward ability, like I said, gain 3 troops, move 4 troops, whatever you like. And also a game-breaking power that lets you do something crazy that normally you would never be able to do. Totally throws the whole resource thing out the window and focuses on that. That sounds really fun to me, because some of my favorite games are games where you get to do something ridiculous that turns the tide of the battle. Like, The King is Dead is an area control war game where your card powers let you do ridiculous things, like actually change what order the scoring happens in, or move a huge amount of troops into an area out of nowhere. I really enjoy that mechanic, so I'm really curious to play 8-Minute Empire Legends. The original's fine, but I really hope they make a digital version of Legends too, and I really hope I get to play either in person, because they're a very interesting game. They're by Ryan Lockett. I like a lot of his other work. These days he's making the Above and Below series with Near and Far and such, and I've had a decent amount of fun with those, so I hope he does more, and I'm definitely going to be playing some more 8-Minute Empire, any of the versions, soon. I've been enjoying it quite a lot. I'd recommend it if you like a very small, very quick, and I mean very, very quick, area control game. It's very neat. See ya, guys. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Podcast the Dice Game. I'm going to throw out some more digital implementations of great board games that you could try. So, Asmodee Digital has created a lot of them. Asmodee has a huge monopoly over a lot of board games out there today, and digital's no exception. So, Splendor is a fantastic little game, a very, very regal sort of game, where you are clicking your fancy weighted poker chips and buying gems, and feeling very, very, just regal and impressive. The digital version of this really carries over the theme. You do still get to click the poker chips, even though they're digital. I mean, not click them while you're waiting between turns, but whenever you pick them up or put them down, they make all the satisfying sounds you expect them to. There's also nice Renaissance fancy music going on the whole time that's very catchy, like otherworldly catchiness. It's absurd. I hear it in my head right now, and it's not going to go away all day. And it's just a really good implementation of a great game. They've also done an implementation of Jaipur. Jaipur is a fantastic game. Two players only, a little, some set collections, some very, like, Splendor-style mechanics, for sure. You're trying to collect a lot of certain goods and then turn them in all at the same time for profit. It goes by so fast. And in the rulebook, it states that you should play to best of three games, or best of three rounds, as they call them. But, sometimes, that feels really limiting. I personally sometimes like to just get one round of Jaipur out and then put it right away again. But the rules usually make people feel like they've got to go all the way. But the great thing the digital implementation does that's like, wow, they're really, just like Splendor really knows that if you like the game, you like how fancy it is. Jaipur realizes that if you like the game, you like how short it is. So they have an option to play to two games or just one game instead of the standard three and then best of three wins. Now, since there's a lot of randomness in Jaipur, I mean, not a huge amount at all, really. It's really highly strategic, or tactical at least. But because there's some randomness, three is the best way to make sure that the winner is based on skill instead of just getting a lucky draw. So that's probably why they did it. But I like the fact that you can play to one in the app if you want, because normally apps are so restrictive about this sort of stuff. Now, some other great apps. Galaxy Truckers app is the best app you'll ever see in all of board gaming. The best board gaming app ever. It's my second favorite game of all time. My first favorite app of all time. It's just amazing. You really need to try it. I don't even need to explain it. It's so great. Star Realms. Star Realms app is amazing. It's like so good that the people who play Star Realms on tournament levels use it frequently to practice. It's this great little deck building game. It's fantastic. The Cthulhu Realms app is similar by the same people. There are apps for Potion Explosion, another Asmodee one, which is a board game based on apps like Bejeweled and Candy Crush, then turned back into an app again, which I personally play all the time, and it's much better than games like Bejeweled and Candy Crush because it uses the same sorts of systems with the gems moving around, except that it's not some garbage pay-to-win stuff. It actually uses strategic board game-style scoring mechanisms. You know, you get victory points. It's it's a mix of getting to play a puzzle game and getting to play a board game. It's great. There are so many out there, and I could go on at length about them. But, you know, try these. They're fantastic. I really hope that in the future, there'll be an implementation for every board game under the sun. You know, once we all become geniuses who could code apps using our brains in like 5 seconds, that would be really nice. Anyway, see you guys.